Chapter 3. The snow lay on the ground for 3 days, deep and white under a gray sky, ribbed with the black of bare tree limbs and half-covered buildings, a black and white world. On Saturday evening, the clouds began to break up and the wind shifted and the thaw started. By nightfall, the roof edges had cleared, and black ruts stood in the roads and footpaths. The thaw continued in earnest all day Sunday, and by Monday morning only patches remained under the trees and in the shady spots, and anomalous drifts on the north sides of buildings. It was young Frances Day who spotted her father's ear protruding from the melting snow that drifted against the house. She sat for several hours next to the wall in the sun, playing with her corncob doll and watching, fascinated, as the rest of the man emerged from the snow. He was lying on his right side with his hands pillowing his head, as though he had lain down against the house for a little nap. When he was pretty much uncovered, Frances notified her mother that she had found Daddy. Not that they had been looking for him. Harley made a habit of going off on a drunk for a week at a time, which was always a nice respite for Mrs. Day and the children. He had been missing for 5 days this time, ever since the evening of the big snow. Now a general atmosphere of relief prevailed among the surviving Days once it had become clear they no longer had to anticipate his return. Monday was wash day in Allifair's scheme of things, as it had been with the women in her family since time out of mind. The clothes were gathered and the beds stripped while breakfast was being made. After breakfast, and before her help was called away by the demands of work and school, Allifair and the girls separated the clothes, while Shaw and the boys toted her iron...